He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, February 12th, and a few Texans are starting to trickle into Reliance Stadium to get ready for the offseason. And that includes linebacker Zach Dials. Zach Dials broke his leg in a devastating injury in the middle of last season. Now he is rehabbing and getting ready for what he thinks will be a remarkable comeback. I caught up with Dials to talk about the injury and how his rehab is progressing. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Zach Dials. Zach, we haven't seen you in a while. You've been injured, but now you're back rehabbing. Let's actually go back to last year when the injury occurred. You were having the best season of your career, leading the Texans in tackles. How disappointed were you to be injured?
You know, it was tough. You know, like I said, I was having a pretty good season, you know, until the injury. And, you know, just looking back, you know, sitting at home, you get a lot of time to reflect. You know, you just, you know, hope to come back next year and just, you know, I mean, not hope, but come back next year and do the same thing and some more, you know, be able to finish the season out and just add to what I was doing. So, I mean, I'm excited about the rehab going well and should be back soon.
It was sort of a freak injury. Sort of talk about what happened with fans.
Like, I was doing a drill. I went to run, and my jersey got tugged from the back a little bit, and my leg was planted in the ground, so I'm spinning around at the same time, you know, and I got 240 pounds of pressure on my leg, and then I got kicked, and my leg came over, and it just exploded, you know what I mean? It kicked it, and, you know, I used, you know, you twirl a straw around, and you flick it, you know, that's how it was, and it just popped, and it was just quick.
Well, since then, you've been going through rehab, like you said. Talk about the exact rehab that you've been going to and where you are now.
I'm actually rehabbing here at the facilities here with Roland, our trainers here. And, you know, we started off light, you know, just doing like a little single leg, you know, a little 3-pound weights, so I can get the, you know, motion back in my legs. But now I'm running again, you know, I'm on a treadmill, running 70% of my body weight. And, you know, I'm doing jumping over hurdles and stuff now. So, I mean, the rehab is going really well.
What do you use for inspiration? I mean, I'm sure watching teams in the playoffs was a little bit hard for you. Do you look at that and see inspiration? See, you know, I want to be back out there. I want to be at the Pro Bowl next year. I want to be at that point in the playoffs next year.
Yeah, I mean, when you see all that, I mean, I went out to New York and watched the Giants game. I think when they played the Eagles, you know, I was with Danny Clark, and, you know, I was just watching the game, and, you know, I was like, man, I miss playing football so much. And even watching, you know, the Monday night game here, coming back and on the sidelines in my crutches, just watching the game, you know, it was my first real big injury. You know, I never had to sit out like that, so it was tough. But, you know, like I said, I just can't wait to come back out next year and just continue on playing.
Well, now you have a new defensive coordinator in Frank Bush. What do you think of that hire?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. Frank's been here since I've been here, you know, and he's you know, I know what he brings to the table, his leadership, you know, his energy and all that, so, and his smarts, you know, so I'm excited about, you know, next year and the future.
Well, Frank's talked about bringing an attacking, aggressive defense to the Texans. What do you see the defense being like? What do you think that sort of the philosophy will be of the defense next season?
Like a lot last year, you know, as far as D-line wise, you know, they were a lot side to side, you know, they weren't really getting out the field, up the ball, you know, they were, you know, run sideways. That's what Frank's talking about. You know, we're going to be more aggressive up the field type defense. So I think that'll open it up a lot more, you know, defensive line wise for them to make more plays. You know, just to go out there. And like I said, it's going to be a new energy, you know, around that, you know, the whole facility. You know, people are pumped up, excited. And I'm excited. You know, I mean, I can't wait to get back out there. And, you know, it should be fun in 2009.
Well, the Texans saw the development of Xavier Adibi last season. Of course, now the Texans have lost Morlon Greenwood at linebacker. Talk about how that unit is shaping up right now in the offseason.
Well, you know, I haven't really seen X or anybody lately, but I talked to Marlon yesterday and D'Amico, and he's in high spirits. You know, he said he pretty much, you know, could see it, you know, but, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, especially for me, it's a crazy business because, you know, like everybody I've been here, since I've been here, D'Amico's only one left. It's me and D'Amico, you know, Danny's gone, Shantae, Sean Barber, now Marlon. I mean, it's crazy, the business, but like I said, Xavier came in well last year. You know, we got Sean Bentley and Kevin Bentley. I meant to say Sean Thompson. It came up so wrong. But like I said, we still have, you know, the pieces here. You know, we're going to probably add some more. So, like I said, we should be, you know, like I said, it's going to be fun in 2009.
All right, so got off-season workouts, you know, in the distance OTAs. Where do you see yourself coming back? How do you think you'll be? Where do you see yourself sort of coming back into the picture with the Texans?
You know, I'll probably be back, you know, at the latest training camp. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't want to rush it, you know, coming back too soon, too early. Like I said, at the latest, I'll be back during training camp. You know, as far as playing, I mean, I'm so crunked about getting back out on the field. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like you can't even really think about it anymore. You know what I mean? It's new year, new leg. You know, I'm growing my hair out too. You know, I'm braiding my hair, so it's new everything. You know, I'm just excited. You know, it's gonna be fun all around. You know, I'm talking to D Rob, everybody in the locker room, everybody's excited, and like I'm even more excited. So I can't wait to get back out there.
Well, we're excited to have you back. A whole new Zach Dials, new hair, new look, stronger, faster, everything. That's awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play.